I grew up with six brothers and sisters. My family taught me everything to know about my faith, to pray five times a day, to recycle the Quran, to be a good person, how to do everything that is right, how to fast the month of Ramadan, and how to do all of that. But something always inside of me, it was empty, and I was terrified of dying and going to hell. And my grandmother used to tell me stories, if you're not a very good person, and if you don't pray five times a day, and you don't fast the month of Ramadan, if you don't lie, don't cheat, if you don't do all those things, someday when you meet your Creator, you meet Allah, the things is going to weigh in the scale, bad and good. And if the bad things weighs higher than the good things, then you're going to go to hell. And I was terrified of what hell going to be, burned like fire. And that was always a fear inside of me. I didn't want it to die. When I was 16, I was fixed with a man from my country. He was a Muslim who came to look for a bride. And he asked for my hand. And my family arranged the marriage. And 2 weeks later, I had a huge wedding. 2 months later, the man who promised me a wonderful life, he promised me a moon. He ripped out everything away, and he started abusing me emotionally in the beginning. I felt empty, and I felt alone, and not having no one, leaving everything behind. I started searching for something bigger than me. I thought maybe I'd been a bad person, and that Allah is mad at me, and I'm going to go back, and I'm going to really search for my faith. And I start wearing the hijab and praying five times a day, and wanted really to have God maybe not to be angry with me, not to be so far away from me. The more I seek my faith, and the more I prayed, and the more things start going bad to worse. And then one day I was pregnant with my son. I met this girl in the city bus. Her name was Robin, and she reached out to me immediately. She just started talking to me, not immediately about Christ, but just being my friend. I was really desperate to have a friend. And then I found out that she was a Christian, and she telling me about this Jesus and how much he loves me and how much he cares about me and that he died for me on the cross. And then I said, no way, you can't, you know, that God never had a son. Don't even talk to me about that. And I says, I'm a Muslim and I do not change. Don't, if you wanted to be my friend, should be my friend, but don't try to convert me. And I remember very clearly, she said that to me. She says, I cannot convert you. Only God himself can convert you. But I saw something that really attracted me to her. Just her gentleness, her love. And I wanted to be like her, but I didn't want to change my faith because, you know, that was not what I've been taught, you know. And then after my son was 3 weeks old, my husband really started gambling and drinking and became more violent and depressed. And through that, it became really abusive. And one night, he just beat me so bad that I ended up in the hospital. And I spent 3 months in rehab and surgery, and not knowing, nobody visited me, nobody ever came to see me. Didn't even know where my baby was. And then the nurse brought me a social worker who spoke French and translated for me, told me my right, and told me that my baby's okay, brought him to see me. And then after a while I was in the hospital, I phoned Robin, and I says, Robin, would you come and help me? And she says, I'll be right there. She was there in 4 hours. She didn't even own a car, she borrowed a car. And Robin helped me, and she, when I did get out from the hospital, I went moved with her. She was a poor missionary. She didn't have very much money. She had $2. She gave me $1. She gave me her bed. She slept on the floor. She really, truly showed me the love of Christ. And those things, her action and her love, that made me that I desire something about this girl is different. After I had my own place, I phoned my family. And I told them that I wanted to come home. And my father, he gave me the best advice, I think now, but at that time it was the worst advice a teenager can hear. He says, why don't you make a life for yourself and stay and study? And it's no, you can't come home. It's a shame for women to be divorced, to have a child. What are you going to do? And I felt so rejected and so alone. I drank some bottle of pills of painkillers that I had left over. And I tried to commit suicide. I lay down in the couch, and Robin, she felt this urge from God. She should come and visit me immediately. And then she came, and she saved my life. And I went to the hospital, and he pumped my stomach. And then the psychiatrist came to help me, but he didn't speak French, and he didn't know how to help me. But Robin brought me a Bible in jail, and she brought it to me, and she told me about this Jesus, because so many times, twice, that she's been praying for me and the church has been praying for me, and this God has saved my life, and he's been, you know, answering her prayer. And I thought, wow, I do need to know. Like, it was an interest for me to know about this Jesus, start reading the Bible. And then after I get out from the hospital, I had this phone bill, very expensive, and I didn't know how to pay it. And I remember I didn't tell anything to Robin. I went to school, dropped my son at the daycare, waiting in the city, on a bus, in the city bus. And I said, hey, you, I was playing games with God. Hey, you, the God of Robin. She says you answer this prayers. If you are a true God, give me some money and I would believe in you. And 5 minutes later, I found an envelope with $500 in it. And I start shaking and I start trembling. I thought, no way. I prayed all my life and Allah never answered my prayer, but I prayed this God of Robin and he answered my prayer. I went to school that day. I couldn't study. I couldn't think about anything. I went home that night and I phoned Robin and I says, Robin, how do I become Christian? She says, I'll be right there. I remember I brought a scarf and I covered my head and I went on my knees and I says, well, how do you do this? Do you memorize the whole Bible? How do you pray? Do I have to memorize something to pray about? I had no idea, no clue. And Robin, she says, no, you don't have to do none of that. You just pray this prayer and ask Jesus to forgive you for all the sin you have committed and just ask him to become your Lord and Savior. And we went both of us on our knees, I covered my head, and I asked Jesus to become my Lord and my Savior and to forgive me for the sin I have committed all my life and to live in my life and to show me what to do. And it was simple prayer, very simple. And then after I finished, Robin, she shared with me scriptures in the Bible. I couldn't put it down. I was so amazed about the love and just so, I didn't even know that the Bible was so organized and the stories about Jesus, how he loved the poor, how he loved the people that it was lepers, the sick, the prostitute, the women who committed adultery. I didn't know where to finish, what to start, what to finish, continue reading the New Testament, the Injil. And it was so amazing. Even when Robin left, I just continued to read the Bible. And it was a beginning, a search for me to know this new faith. For me, I was terrified. I was just terrified to, in the same time, I had a peace of heart and mind in my heart. One of the verses that really touched my heart and pierced my heart, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whoever should live, believe in him should not perish, have eternal life. And Robin told me this God loves me so much that he gave his life for me that I never have to fear death again. And that night I had the beautiful night's sleep. I always had nightmares. And I knew that night, if I died and I die that night, I will go to heaven. And that was the beginning of my search to get to know Jesus. And I fell in love with Jesus. The more and more I searched, the more and more I found the beauty and compassion and love and mercy. And just the assurance to know about him is great. It's really great. Knowing Jesus and to read the Bible and his word and his teaching, it changed my life, because I don't have to work for my deeds anymore. for the Holy Spirit that speaks to me and tell me, you know, you don't have to lie, you don't have to cheat, you have to be honest. But just little things, how to treat people, how to be honest with people when, you know, even putting the cart in the grocery shop and put it back, or how to even, you know, if somebody give me more money and then, you know, not to be dishonest that I have to give that money back, or just step learning and being discipled, and is a long process and is still a lot to learn. It's just to be healed from so many things in my life that I didn't know that Christ has done with me, and revealing that to me and washing me, I say, like a shower, just washing me inside out and changing my mentality and how to love a Muslim people that I have a love, and I wanted to show them this hope that I have. That they don't have to go to hell, that they can go to heaven. They don't have to say inshallah is for certain, is a guarantee, because says Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Him, through Jesus Christ. And just to know that assurance that if they die, that they know is no shadow of the doubt that they go to heaven. They don't have to work for the good deeds. It's just Jesus who does the work in me, just because I love Him and I wanted to obey Him and to be His daughter. The biggest thing that I do every day and pray is praying for my family, that God will open their eyes, that they will see the truth, that they will know what I have found, the treasure that I have found, and just to accept by faith that He is the Lord and Savior, and to study and to know the Bible. Many of my family have never read the Bible, and I want them to find out for themselves. So every day that when I am by myself, I pray and I intercede for them, and I cry to God and I beg God to go to them and to show them by dream or whatever that He can reveal to them Himself the way He did for me, the way He changed me, the way He touched my life. And that's the greatest prayer that I, every day, the love that I have for my family is greater, and for my people, for my Muslim families and around the world, is greater, that I love them now with compassion. I see them with different eyes. I see them with different view, different goggles. And that because of the love of Christ, is not because of me. Before I used to be angry and frustrated and mad at my dad and my parents and at my ex-husband that he ripped that away from me. But now I forgive. I have forgiveness, and I can say I do forgive. And I do have that love for them. And I pray and hope that I show them Jesus the way Jesus showed us His life and His action. And that's what I try to do. I cannot change them. I cannot convert them. Only God can convert them. So the only thing I can do is to pray. And God will do the rest by the Holy Spirit.